Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Penny, how long was your break?
10 minutes.
Not by my watch, it wasn't.
Well, your watch must be wrong.
Or you're taking longer than you should.
Debbie, I only took 10 minutes. I always do.
Well, I disagree. So next time, come back on time, please.
If I take 5 minutes, will I still be late?
Being clever doesn't suit you, Penny.
Well, you should know.
Ah, here you are, Debbie. Can you by any chance check the delivery this afternoon, as I've got a meeting?
Yes, of course, Michael. What time?
Oh, just after lunch.
Yep, OK, that's no problem.
Oh, thanks. Oh, and Penny, I can't wait until Saturday.
No, neither can I, Michael. Excuse me, Debbie.
Thing is, Penny, I'm not really sure what I want to do with my life.
Look, Amy, I don't want to be rude, but I can't talk now.
Why not? Everyone's busy.
I don't want Debbie catching me talking. She's on my back at the moment.
Why? Oh, it's not because of the joke, is it?
I don't know, but she's really got it in for me.
Well, what else could it be?
Well, she might have heard that I've got a date with Michael.
Have you? But I thought you didn't really like him.
I don't, but I'm making up a foursome.
With who?
Shh. She's over there.
Which one of you put the cushions out?
Debbie, you know I did, because you saw me doing it.
Well, they don't look very good. Can you do them again, please?
OK.
Do you want some help?
Amy, Penny does not need any help.
Don't worry, Debbie. I'll go and do them now. Do you still want some of them on the beds?
Yes. I can't see why not. But not so many.
OK.
And I don't like them on the other piece of furniture.
OK.
Right, I must get going. Do it now, Penny. All right.
Yes, Debbie.
What was that all about?
I told you. She's being horrible.
Well, you'll have to tell Michael.
That's exactly what I plan to do.
Debbie, about the joke the other day.
What joke?
When you were told that the shop was going to close.
Oh, that. What about it?
Well, it seems it was all down to Penny and Amy.
That's right.
Well, you do know it was just a harmless joke. I think it was quite funny, really.
Oh, yeah?
So you wouldn't take it out on either of them, would you?
No, of course I wouldn't.
Because you've got to see the funny side of it, haven't you? Well, haven't you, Debbie?
Of course. Well, I didn't really believe you. Well, not totally anyway. I did have my doubts.
Well, of course you did. The whole thing's a farce, really. Me staying with the Pattersons. I'd rather be in Parkhurst.
Oh, Michael, really? Oh, no. I know, I wouldn't.
Didn't. Oh, forget it, Debbie. Let's get on with some work, shall we?
Whatever you do, be very polite to table four.
Why's that?
They're all counsellors, or they work for the council in one way or another.
How do you know?
They told me when they booked.
What, all six of them?
Yes, and I know one of them is the food safety officer.
Ooh, which one?
The one in red. It's Mrs. Plyser.
OK, well, I'll be as nice as pie.
It's a pity Amy's not here. She could have used some of her charm on them.
Don't worry, I can be charming when I want to be.
Well, give them 100%. I want to keep them all very, very happy.
Hello, Jim, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. But sorry, can we make it at 7 tonight?
Yeah, that's okay. Is it work?
No, everything's great at work. No, nothing wrong there.
Oh, I thought last week you said there were problems.
All sorted. No, everything's fine.
So, do you still want to go for a drink after?
Yes, that would be great. Or we could miss out the swim.
What, no lesson?
Yeah, what do you think?
Definitely not. Nope, you are not going to give up that easily.
Do you know, I'm not so sure swimming is really my thing. Maybe I should try something else.
Well, I'm really good at rock climbing.
Oh, blimey. No, I'll stick to the swimming. I'd rather drown than fall from a great height.
You're not very adventurous, are you?
No, not in that field I'm not, but in another one.
Oh, Jim. Cool, they look good.
So how many do you need for table four?
Three, please.
And what else do you need?
One quiche and two prawn salads.
OK, I'll give you a hand.
Are you sure? Shouldn't you be out front?
No, I want these to go out as soon as possible.
OK, right, well, if I do the pasties...
And I'll start on the salads. Now, where's the mayo?
Just there, on the side.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Right, let's give them plenty of prawns. We do need to spoil them.
Oh, OK, I'll give them a bit more veg then.
And here we go. The salads are almost done. So which quiche did they want?
The mushroom, but no coleslaw.
OK, I'll give them more potatoes instead.
Right, I'm nearly ready.
The drinks?
All sorted. I'll take these through.
Right, I'll be 1 minute.
What is going on?
How do you mean?
I can see Millie out front.
What? What's she doing there?
She's only talking to someone at table four.
Oh, that's it. I'll be closed by tea time.
Oh, you splashed me on purpose.
Oh, Jim, grow up. In water, you're supposed to get wet.
Yeah, but I wasn't properly in.
Well, you are now. And anyway, that's part of the fun, getting splashed.
Well, I don't think so.
Come on, swim to that end. Let's see how you're getting on. Oh, yes, that's much better.
That's it?
Well, don't you think so?
I don't know. I can't get the breathing right. I have to hold my breath all the time.
You can't do that. You've got to breathe. Come on, swim back. You okay?
No, I'm not. I don't know why I do it. I'm not enjoying it.
Look, Jim, every week you get better. Honestly, I think you've improved tremendously. Remember, it was only a few weeks ago you couldn't swim at all.
Well, I'm not that much better now.
You are. You can do a width.
Nearly. Oh, come on, let's go for a drink. After you.
No, I'm all right. You can go. I'm quite happy to follow.
How's Jim getting on?
Well, he's okay. He has improved, but he's not really enjoying it.
I was thinking, now I've got the all clear, I should do more sport.
Oh, that's a great idea. What do you like doing?
Well, I like swimming, and I used to be very good at badminton.
Well, give it a go. I'll come with you if you like.
Will you?
Yeah, obviously. Well, I can't do tonight.
Well, will he continue with swimming?
Look, even if he stops, I want to go out for a drink.
Are you keen on him?
Only as a friend.
I thought he might be more than that.
No.
So tell me, how was work today? Did Vince ring?
Well, no, not that I know of. Helen didn't say anything. Oh, but Millie flew the nest. Well, not literally. She suddenly went out front.
Millie went into the cafe?
Yep.
What did Helen say?
Well, she nearly fainted.
Oh, pick up.
Hello, darling.
When are you coming home?
Oh, and how are you, my dear?
Well, if you must know, I've had a rubbish day, and I want you here.
Well, I'll come home as soon as I can.
When, Vince? Go on, tell me the date, because I'm fed up with your excuses. If you don't come home soon, I tell you, I'm coming over there to see you.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.